Good day. Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio, westchestertalkradio.com. Produced by Shark Creative, made possible by Robeson Oil and also Hightower Westchester and White Plains Hospital. Robeson Oil, the house that service built. Hightower Westchester, managing your wealth through fiduciary standard. And White Plains, our good friends there at White Plains Hospital, too. This is the Sports Report. We are joined by Fred Singleton, legendary track coach over at White Plains High School and the meet director for the annual at White Plains High School. Early May every year, the Glenn D. Lux Track and Field Games, the annual Glenn D. Lux Track and Field Games, attracting the top talent from around the East Coast and around North America, too. And Fred Singleton, welcome back. We do this every year in some kind of a media venue. We've done it for over 30 years. How many years has Lux been around now, and how many years have you been associated with the tournament?
So this is, first of all, good morning, John. This is the 55th year of Laux. I, in some capacity, I've been to all of them except for the 4 years that I was at Penn State. I ran in the first three. Then I missed the next four because I was in college. Then I was a fan for a couple of years. And then I became part of the coaching staff. And I eventually became meet director in 2001.
Mm-hmm. So it's more than 20 years that you have been the meet director. When you competed, you were at Mount Vernon High School along with Nick Panero. Nick Panero is another legendary White Plains High School track and field coach, a longtime member of the Laux Executive Board, the Laux Committee also, too, that puts the games together every year. What was it like for you as a student athlete to compete at Laux?
So you have to remember my first three, well, the first 3 years of the meet were the years in which I competed. So it was the inaugural meet. They were just getting it going. But you could tell it was a special meet, even that first year. As a sophomore, that was my first year. I just ran on a relay and, you know, it was like a group that our coach, Dave Ryder, put together. Then my junior year, we started to gel as the younger guys, and we actually won the 880-yard relay. So getting handed that trophy was amazing. And then by my senior year, we were one of the best teams that New York State had ever had. We actually won. We were the first team in New York in Laux Games history to win the Laux Games. We dominated. We were just an awesome group. In fact, we celebrated last year by having many of those guys back at Laux. So it was a special meet, one where you got to see people that you normally didn't see. And that's always been my premise in terms of being the meet director, trying to bring together people from all over in a meet that people will run or throw or jump against competitors that they normally don't see.
Now, when you were a junior and you got handed that trophy on the Laux podium, did that, in your mind or maybe in the mind of the team overall, just spur you guys to do what you did after that? Or at least was that one of the spurs that pointed you in that championship direction?
It certainly was. And what really helped was remember back in those days, there's no internet. So all the coverage was in the newspaper. And Barry Horn, who wrote for the local newspapers here, wrote this great article about our team and the fact that most of us were juniors. And he had interviewed the coach, the person who was the coach at Manhattan College back then, Freddie Dwyer. And big headlines, Dwyer will take Singleton and Collins now. And, you know, that was really the beginning. And, you know, I still have the article. My mom kept everything. So I'm like her. I keep everything. I have the article down in my scrapbook. And it helped spur on colleges looking at me. And so, you know, I got a scholarship out of it to Penn State. And so I've always been...
Mm-hmm. It helped pave the way to Penn State.
I got the scholarship to Penn State. Yes, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Now,
and this, because remember, this is the only way that college coaches could find out.
Mm-hmm. What are the dates for the tournament, for the meet?
May 11th, 12th, and 13th.
Mm-hmm. And that's a Thursday,
and we have, Friday, Saturday. I was just working on the entries before you. Yes, I was looking at the entries before you and I got on the air together. This is probably going to be our biggest meet, definitely in terms of schools. So right now we're at 253 schools who have entered the meet.
Is this a reason for this, behind this, so many schools this time around? Could it be because it's, at least in the minds of many, pretty much post-pandemic, and we want to get back to what we did before, and maybe for some schools who were not at Laux before, increase what they do and make sure that they have a footprint at Laux now?
That is a tremendous reason why, in terms of a lot of schools wanting to get back to big meets. I also send out a lot of letters in December, pointing out our meet, and all the letters are event specific. So if I'm looking online for returning athletes who run the 2 mile or the 3,200 meters, I send them a letter, the coach, about our history in the 3,200 meters. If it's a shot putter, the history in the shot put. So I'm looking at a lot of these entries, and they are schools who are responding to those letters. In fact, we have a young lady coming from Wisconsin. She is the first athlete we have ever had from Wisconsin, and the mother pointed out that she really enjoyed the letter, and that was a big reason why they're coming.
What event does she do?
So she will be a factor in the 800 on Friday, the mile on Saturday, and the 400 on Saturday afternoon.
We have a number of coming this year, like you said, a record number of schools. Most of those schools are from the New York metro area, from Westchester, the Hudson Valley, sections 1 and 9, from across Long Island, Connecticut, New Jersey, and other regions close by. What makes this meet so attractive to somebody from Wisconsin, somebody from Vancouver, from the islands, like we've seen before, the Caribbean islands, from, you get a bunch of schools sometimes from Montreal, from Quebec, from other parts of Canada. This is about as wide ranging of a high school meet as you could possibly get. What is the key, the attraction that makes all of these schools say, we have to be at Laux?
I think a lot of it is the fact that there are teams from all over, and the competition is tremendous. When I put out those letters, I always put the last 10 years of results from that specific event, and they can read, wow, look at, you know, last 10 years. This is amazing what these people do at this meet. So it's got a great reputation. Nick before me had established that, as had the other meet directors before him. And it's just an opportunity to run against the best, or throw or jump against the best athletes in the East.
Fred Singleton is the meet director of the annual Glenn D. Laux Track and Field Games at White Plains High School every year in early May, 55 years running now this year. And every year, you have a standout athlete. You give out standout athlete awards in different categories. A few years back, these games have become so prestigious that one of the athletes who just stole the show on the weekend from North Rockland High School wound up on the cover of Sports Illustrated.
Yes, Caitlin Tui. At our meet, set a national record in the 3,200 meters. I believe the time was 9:47.88. And, you know, just winning Laux was one of dozens and dozens of accomplishments for that young lady, who has continued her career at North Carolina State, is NCAA champion in cross country, set a college record, a collegiate record, not too long ago in 5,000 meters. She's awesome. So that was just one of many stops for her. her coach told me that she did enjoy running at Louts. So that helped.
How did you feel as the meet director when you got an email or a phone call or both telling you that Caitlin Toohey, our Caitlin Toohey from the Louts games, is on the cover of Sports Illustrated? I got an email about that too, and I was like, about knocked everything over in the studio here when I got that.
I usually don't buy magazines, but I bought that one. So yeah, she's awesome. She's one of the best young lady. Well, maybe the best young lady we've ever had, and also a nice person. And I think, according to her coach, as I just said, she liked running at Louts. So that was, you know, a feather in our cap for sure.
We have a good friend. His name is Andy Capayan. He is the head coach over at New Rochelle High School, and he brings his teams every year. And why are they so successful every year?
I think Andy is the driving force behind the program. He's just, he's an incredible human being, and he demands the most out of his athletes and normally gets it. He's a great guy.
Now, you as a coach, how do you motivate for an event like Louts and in general? What's the key to your success as a coach?
Well, for our kids, it's pretty easy. We tell them that, listen, the whole world is coming to our meet. Let's get out there and do the best that we can. Don't get too shaken up by seeing all these great performances. What we need for you to do is go out there and do your best. And it's pretty self-motivating for the young men and women at White Plains High School.
How do you manage everything? Because you are
the track coach. The meet.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You are a track coach, and you also run the meet also, too. How do you balance and manage everything throughout the course of the entire weekend? You have so many things to do.
Well, when I started as meet director in 2001, I was a little younger than I am today, so I was able to handle last week, actually. So I've given up coaching track, and start next year, I'll just be the cross country coach. So that gives me an opportunity to just concentrate on the meet. I volunteer. I go a couple of days a week to help with the hurdlers and a couple of the other kids. But other than that, I was just getting more and more. Last year, I just felt that I was not committing to the coaching as much as I should because I was so involved. Remember, last year was the first full year back from the pandemic where we had 3,500 kids come back. So, it's time consuming. And so I just figured it was time for me to step away from the coaching aspect.
Now, we have to point out the Louts games do not happen without the support of the community and much of the business community around White Plains and in southern Westchester, especially below 287. How much money is needed to run the Louts games every year? Some people think, and they've asked me, oh, what is it, John, $10,000, $20,000? And I tell them I'm not the treasurer, but I get, and I'm going to say it right here, I've been on the committee since 1989, so this is something that is special to me, obviously. I've seen what it takes to put the games on. If you have an extra $10,000 or $20,000 that you might like to help with, we would certainly appreciate it.
Oh, we'd certainly welcome $10,000 or $20,000. We certainly appreciate $10 or $20. Anything that anybody can do to help us is great. The meet itself is around $100,000 to put on. The awards themselves, the great Louts trophies and the medals, that comes to over $20,000 alone. Then we have what we call a free dinner Friday night. Well, it's free for coaches, athletes, traveling parties, officials, but it's not free to us. We have to pay for it. So last year for the free dinner for all those athletes. Presently, we have about 700 people signed up for Friday night free dinner. So you can see, you know, these courts, we give the officials nice gifts. There's insurance involved. So you could see that the escalating prices now have us up to, or escalating costs have us up to close to $100,000. Mm-hmm. We get a lot of that back in entry fees. We have some fantastic donors who every year help us out, including one of our former runners, Brian Dunphy, graduated in the early 90s. He's now a big insurance guy out on Long Island, and he gives us a considerable amount of money each year. So we're doing all right, you know, but yes, if you go on our website, www.thelauksgames.org, you can see that there's a donate button, and you can go right through PayPal and donate, or you can send a check to the Lauks Games at White Plains High School, 550 North Street, White Plains, New York, 10605. Anything is acceptable. You know, we have people who donate $10, and you know, we're happy with that. So, you know, and we have people who donate thousands of dollars. So anything in that range, if you have a little extra a coin that you want to help us out with, we will gladly accept it. A donation, tax-free donation. So we'll go from there.
With the slate of great athletes who come every year, you mentioned the young lady from Wisconsin. Who else, from an individual and maybe a team standpoint too, should we be on the lookout for?
We have several returning state champions from New York. We have Kerry Beluga from Kate Putman, from Cicero North coming, Angelina Napoleon, another one. There are just so, we have, I'm sorry, not North Carolina, from Virginia and Rhode Island. There are just so many, John. You know, I hate to keep mentioning people because I'm going to leave out a lot. There are numerous state champions from various states coming. And to go to one of your questions from before, they know that these other people are going to be there. So they know they're going to get one of the best races of their career. It's also, you know, the first big opportunity for a big championship meet. And it's the beginning of the championship season, because after our meet, we have in our area the county championships, the class championships, then the staff.
Also, too, I'm going to be on the lookout for, I know Shoreham Wading River on Long Island is coming, and I have a cousin who was supposed to be part of the team last year. Something came up family-wise and he couldn't come. Had a good season as the point guard of the basketball team at Shoreham Wading River. He's a junior. His name is Ezra Johnson. And I got to check with the family to make sure he's coming this year. I'll be smart enough not to challenge Ezra to a race around the track. So I know you have a famous family member too, Fred, isn't it? Besides your brother, Ken, one-time Mets right fielder, dealt in the Nolan Ryan deal, went on to become a great baseball player, had some borderline Hall of Fame numbers, and he also was a longtime Yankees baseball analyst, and he retired a couple of years ago. We know he's enjoying his retirement in Maryland, I guess, but you have the Rivers, father and son, combination, your cousins, Doc Rivers, Austin Rivers. Austin's bounced around the NBA for a number of years now, and his dad, Doc, was a great player, one-time Knicks point guard, long-time coach. He's coaching the Philadelphia 76ers. Now, if the Eastern Conference Championship lines up the Knicks against the Philadelphia 76ers, coached by your cousin, Doc Rivers, who do you root for?
I root for the 76ers. That's a no-brainer. I root for him wherever he goes. My basketball interests are an interesting sort of story through my life. I've always cheered for the team or been a fan of the team of my favorite player. So it started started with Oscar Robertson, then went to Dr. J, then went to Michael Jordan. At that time, Glenn was starting to play, Doc was starting to play, and then he went into broadcasting and then eventually coaching. So then it bothered me, but I became a Boston Celtics fan because he was the coach there, and you know, they won the championship. And wherever he goes, I'm a fan of that team. So right now, I was so glad to see the 76ers sweep, even though I do like Brooklyn. They swept Brooklyn, and now they have the challenge of his former team, the Boston Celtics.
And you mentioned your mother kept all of your clippings through the years. If you walk into my house, my mother passed away a few years ago, but back in the mid-90s when I was over at WFAS in White Plains, and Doc did do some work with us on our sports show there at WFAS when he was with the Knicks back in the early and mid-90s. If you walk into my house, this picture is still up at a charity event, me with the microphone out interviewing Glenn, Doc, Rivers, and out of the pictures my mother put up, that's the first one you see all these years later when you walk into the house.
So, yeah, that's good.
So Doc was a big name in this household.
That's a good keepsake, definitely.
Without a doubt. She got it framed and everything, too. I'm too lazy to frame the pictures, but people around me in my life do the framing for me. So I have all the pictures from when I was honored by the Westchester Sports Hall of Fame last fall, and I still haven't framed them yet, even though somebody I know printed everything out for me, said, here, go frame them. And it's, 6 months later, I still haven't done it yet. They're on top of a box in the corner of the studio over here with the plaque and the award I got, too. So that still hasn't been hung up yet. Maybe one day, I don't know. If I ever get a flood here like it did a couple of years ago, that's the first thing I'd better grab, that plaque and those pictures, too.
I got you.
Yep. Fred Singleton, great to have you back with us again. The dates for Laux once again.
You know, I love to give a shout out to the Laux games. It's one of the biggest things that happens in Westchester every year. The hotels are filled. The restaurants are filled. You know, there's just a spirit going around. I walk through the halls. I see the custodians. How are we doing for Laux, coach? He said, we're doing fine. They put in so much work, as does our ground crew. Everybody, you know, the kids are all excited about it. So it's a big event, not only for White Plains High School, it's also a big event for Westchester County.
And what are the dates again?
May 11th, that's Thursday starting at 4 o'clock. May 12th, that's the Friday, that starts around 4 o'clock also. And then there is a road race available to all ages at 8 o'clock on Saturday morning. That's prior to the meet. Go to our website and you can pre-register. And then the meet starts at 9 o'clock on Saturday. Great events.
And the website, once again,
www.theloutsgames.signing up for not only the 5K road race, which is open to all ages, but also to the Masters Mile, which is Thursday evening around 8 o'clock for anybody 30 or over. They want to get into a mile, that's the place to go.
Fred Singleton, meet director, Laux Games, White Plains High School. We thank you again for being part of Westchester Talk Radio. And it's been an honor for me to be on the committee there with you over at Laux since 1989. I hope we keep it going for many, many more years to come.
John, thank you so much. You are a great contributor, and it's always a pleasure working with you.
Hope to see you soon. Thank you, Fred Singleton, here on Westchester Talk Radio, produced by Shark Creative, the Sports Report, made possible by Robeson Oil, the house that service built by Hightower Westchester, managing your wealth to a fiduciary standard, and by White Plains Hospital. Catch all of our Westchester, Rockland, Putnam, Dutchess Orange, and Fairfield County Talk Radio programming on our YouTube channel, Shark Creative YouTube, 24/7. You can download our app and take it with you anywhere and everywhere you go. And yes, we are now on Apple Podcasts, too.